Next item is subdivision 2004-44, Fran Gonzon, time extension and revised plan.
This is a request for a time extension and a revised preliminary plan. Commission granted preliminary approval for 180 lots on October 13th of 2005. You granted a time extension February 20th of 2007. Preliminary approval is now valid until October 13th of this year. This is the second request for a time extension. The revised plan is due to DelDOT and stormwater management comments and revisions. The lot layout and stormwater management areas have been slightly revised. The street design is the same with the exception of a cul-de-sac being added.
All lots still have access to the interior streets?
Yes.
No change in the number of lots?
Absolutely.
Were the amenities the same? I mean, did they add the amenities or the old plan?
Thank you. Somebody here on behalf of this
application. Is anyone here representing this application or want to come up and answer a few questions?
Amenities are the same?
In the same location, yes.
They've added trails to be more specific about where they are.
All right. Well, Mr. Sergovic, I guess you would take the podium there, and we'll see if we bring a little clarity to what's the situation for us, please.
Good afternoon. I'm John Sergovic, for the record. I'm the attorney for the applicant. The applicant is actually W&G Ventures, LLC. I do have Tom, and I'm not going to ask his last name or try to butcher it, from Meridian, who can probably explain the revisions to the plot. The only thing I've been doing really is revising the restrictions, but there was a significant DelDOT issue. They originally came in and asked us to pave all three roads and widen them, and it took us a long time to negotiate that out.
Well, yes, sir.
I'm Tom Bartoszewicz, Director of Engineering for Meridian. I'm a registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware. Essentially, what we did was the former plan had a stormwater management area that was all on one side of the property. Combine that with the DelDOT road widenings. What they wanted was not only realignment and widening, but also drainage, because there's no drainage on those highways. So we essentially had to run water almost half a mile all the way around the subdivision to get to the pond, which essentially meant a tremendous amount of grading. When the client was able to reach a resolution with DelDOT, the design still left us with a tremendous amount of dirt to be hauled off site, which probably would have meant he'd have been repaving and improving all those roads anyhow. So essentially what we did is we shuffled some lots around so that we could put a pond at every low site or every low point around the property, and there's a high point generally in the center of the property, and we can actually use the topography to run water for us and also keep the drainage from the right-of-ways that we've kind of promised DelDOT, get them into our ponds and then pipe them to the right-of-way versus try and pipe and use swale drainage, which was difficult with county engineering because they only want a maximum 2-foot swale depth. So it was one of those things where we kept burying ourselves deeper because of trying to appease DelDOT and trying to drain their roads on our side of the subdivision. It was essentially what it was. And essentially the lot moving movements have been, you know, we put a pond at the low point, take those lots and rearrange them. And there was also kind of an ugly dead end at the end of one of the ponds that we made into a nicer looking cul-de-sac. I think it's a nicer plan. I don't believe we removed any amenities. We kept the circulation internally with the pedestrian paths and that kind of stuff. And I think the addition of a tot lot, I believe that may have been new.
You added some trails.
Pardon me?
Looks like you've added trails.
We did.
But you've been more specific about it. That's their purpose.
Yeah, correct. We did. There is the addition of trails only because the circulation for this layout lends itself to some additional paths for that type of thing. You add one, add a bunch.
Was there mention of a school bus stop in the original?
Not that I'm aware of.
Would there be an objection to putting one in? Two motions?
Yes, one for a time extension and one for the plan.
Just preliminary acceptance of the.
Yes. Now you can make it final subject to the. You can have final by the staff subject
that's
to the.
That's going back anyway.
That's right. Because it's that's right. Never mind.
When this was approved, it wasn't required to have a bus stop.
He's on the road.
Was that was required or wasn't?
Was
it?
Oh,
okay.
Not required.
Agreed.
Well, if you did a school bus, if they've said they didn't object, if you added that, you should make it subject to location, subject to approval of the transportation supervisor for the district, school district.
You got a question?
When you designed this project originally, where were the stormwater management ponds located then?
They basically had one giant pond that was located on the back side of the property, and it was a huge pond. And then they also had provisions for in the center of the site, which had a big traffic circle in the center. They had ponds for each side, which I think they called open space stormwater management ponds. At one point, I think they became recreational ponds, and then they went back to stormwater ponds to try and make it possible with the preliminary plan and DLDOT's requirements of drainage to use them to basically skip grade, quite frankly, because we can come in and then come out at the same elevation over that distance. But it was still turning out to be, it was like we were trying to shoehorn everything in to satisfy DLDOT.
Because I know I personally, as a commissioner, have problems with the stormwater management ponds located next to the roads because they become trash collectors that no one does anything with.
Called the DLDOT.
To comply with what DLDOT wanted, that's where the ponds ended up.
That's the only thing.
So what are we going to do?
Because they wouldn't be there where they are now if DLDOT didn't.
That's correct.
You'd have them away from the roads, probably.
We had it all the way up against the wood line where you see the property has that long kind of finger adjustment. It was sitting there right alongside the wood line.
I agree with you on that, Mr. Johnson, as far as the ponds being close to the road, but I don't know if they had much choice.
What happened to my basketball court?
I believe it's.
It's a tennis court and a basketball court.
Yeah.
Okay.
Season.
Multi-purpose court.
I just saw there was one designated as a basketball court on the original plan. And how much open space did we wind up with now?
I don't believe we subtracted any open space. Everything was just shuffled.
Because we're still treating the stormwater management ponds as open space?
Correct.
Is that versus a bigger pond that perhaps was, like you say, was more of an amenity?
I wouldn't call it an amenity, and that was one of the problems the Conservation District was having as well, because Sussex County Engineering wanted the 10-year storm out of their swales, which meant that we had a maximum height that we could go, and because of the wetlands and not having the ability to put the outfall into the wetlands, in other words, we couldn't get to that low point of the ditch, you basically had a pond that had a couple feet of water in it, except where we dug down into groundwater, but we couldn't drain because there was so such a limitation in height for volume. We couldn't drain the far reaches of the pond well, so that was going to grow up essentially in phragmite and that kind of stuff, which never would have been used as open space anyway. The Conservation District was sensitive to this and not very happy about it either. So we could prove to make it work, but we were beginning to also have a plan that the review agencies weren't happy with either. And the owners weren't happy, the engineers weren't happy, nobody was happy, except LDOT.
First motion is to grant time extension for subdivision 2004-44, Brand Gonzon or whatever it is now, for 1 year. Shane, retro back to what date?
Still okay.
Well, it's still okay.
October 13th.
Okay. So we're approving it ahead of time.
You're going up to October 13th of 07. For 08.
Oh, wait. Second.
So moved and seconded to grant a 1 year time extension for subdivision 2004-44, Fran Gonzon. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Second motion is to accept the revised plan as a preliminary and ask that the condition be added in with for a school bus stop, given all the district approvals. Right? Yeah, district approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary the revised site plan for subdivision 2004-44 Fran Gonzon with the condition that a school bus stop be located in the subdivision in a place that is acceptable to the transportation supervisor of the school district. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.